Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Clay Clark has been out there, and he is really just beating the snot out of the NWO. And I love it. Oh, folks, if you don't know who the NWO is, it's the New World Order. And no, I'm not talking about the NWO with Hollywood Hogan and the old wrestling NWO, although they were doing a play on the New World Order. They called themselves the New World Order. It makes sense. That was on TNT when, Ted Turner owned it, who's probably a member of the actual NWO. So I think that probably played a factor as to why the wrestlers even... But that was all in fun. In the aspect of it's just TV pro wrestling. But Clay Clark does do a beatdown in the way that you would beat down the New World Order. Now, the New World Order is having its way. I'm not saying that they're not. At the same time, they don't like these type of beatdowns because truth is the way you beat someone down in the New World Order. You beat them down with the truth because they have no defense for that. They, other than lies. And if people want to believe lies, it's their choice. They choose to be fools. Folks, this world is going to destruction. It is. I know this because the Bible tells me that that's what's going to happen. So it's going to, it's not complete destruction. A lot of people don't understand when we talk about the end times, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the age of grace. But that's scary in the aspect that if it's the end of the age of grace, what happens after that? The millennial period, that's a 1,000-year reign of Christ, but your grace period is gone. Meaning if you reject Christ and you move into the end of the age of grace, grace won't be there anymore. So in essence, it is a massive end of the way the world functions, the way we know it. I won't go deep into that because that might be a little too complicated for people who don't know their Bible well. So, and I know there's a lot of people that watch this that aren't deep into Christianity. So I want this to be more about the New World Order. And I want you to see, although if you're aware of the New World Order, you should get deep into Christianity. I'll say that. But let me show you the beatdown. But first, really, what Clay Clark talks about, and he's on with the Stu Peters here, the Stu Peters show. And Clay Clark is talking about the vaccine and things that are in it. And then he goes into the right questions to ask and leads people into the right questions that should be asked by everybody. So first, well, let me just show you. Take a listen.
Well, this is interesting. Okay, just let's just make a list of the ingredients that you can find inside the COVID-19 shot. Just for a second. Okay. Inside the COVID-19 shots, we have Carrie Made on your show. She articulated this beautifully. We've had Dr. Jane Ruby on your show. So many great people have been on your show, my show, whatever show. The point is, graphene oxide is inside the COVID-19 shots. Okay. Also, polyethylene glycol, RNA modifying nanotechnology, SM-102. I can't make this up. Luciferase, fetal tissue cell lines. And if one were to ask, well, who made the shots? Well, let's talk about the four all-stars that worked together to make this.
You saw that too? He said luciferase, and as he said it, his connection slowed down. I mean, that is, look, I'm a God-fearing man.
Yeah.
Listen, Clay, I am super in touch with my spiritual connection, my relationship, my personal friendship with Christ. Yeah. I am so in touch with that. The things that I have seen going on, on this program, live on this program, and also behind the scenes here in the studio, things that are going on through email. I'm a believer in the second harvest. I believe that that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
But you can't make this stuff up. You saw that, right? I mean, he said luciferase and his whole screen slowed down.
I'm gonna pile on. These are just seven thought-provoking questions everyone should ask.
Let's go.
First off,
let's have it.
Why did Bill Gates team up with Jeffrey Epstein? What was that all about? Why would the world's wealthiest man team up with the world's most prolific pedophile to raise money? It doesn't even make sense. Okay, question number one. Question number two, why was Jeffrey Epstein working on creating his own race of people? So everybody do a Google search right now, or DuckDuckGo, I don't care. And just type in Jeffrey Epstein creates race of people. And you'll see that Jeffrey Epstein hoped to seed the human race with his DNA. Question number three, why did Jeffrey Epstein have a temple on his island? If you're the world's most prolific pedophile, I don't even want to think about it, but why would you have a temple on your island? Are you praying to Jesus? Are you Southern Baptist? Are you Church of Christ? What are you? No, you're praying to Satan. Next, why is the technology called Luciferase? Luciferase. What? Luciferase. Next question. Why did Bill Gates, the world's wealthiest man, he could have hired any spiritual advisor. He could have probably called Joel Osteen. He probably could have got a hold of T.D. Jakes. He probably could have got a hold. But no, he reaches out to Marina Abramovich, who is a spirit cooker. And folks, go to DuckDuckGo when your kids aren't around and type in Marina Abramovich spirit cooking. Now, you got to look at it on DuckDuckGo. You got to see. Now, once you see it, you can't unsee it, okay? Marina Abramovich, just type it in, spirit cooking. This woman prays to Satan. That is the spiritual advisor for Bill Gates, the guy pushing the vaccine, who has the best friend, who's the world's most prolific pedophile, who has a satanic temple on his island. And oh, by the way, next question.
All right, hold on. I got to pause it there because I want to just jump in because they'll say this is all debunked because she says she doesn't pray to Satan, that it's all art. And that's how they'll try to say that this is all made up stuff. They won't say that she's not connected with Bill Gates and not an advisor, especially the spiritual advisor, Bill Gates. She is. And she is satanic. But she, because she is satanic, she lies when the public, when she's asked in public if she worships Satan, she says no. But all her art and everything is satanic worship in her art. I mean, so who cares if she says no? But they'll say that that's debunked. I'm just saying. The liberal media will say, oh, this is made up conspiracy theories. Also, the temple thing on Jeffrey Epstein's island, I looked into that. I don't know if it's a temple or not. I've read stuff where people who, it is some sort of temple thing. I don't know what he was doing in it. He had a piano. He had, I believe, library books, but we don't know what that is, and a bed. So why was it separate? Why was it sitting out there for whatever type of meditation? But there's a bed, which is creepy when you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, a pedophile. Okay. So I don't know what he did in there. So this is another thing which they will try to take and try to say debunked, but it's not debunked because we know these people are evil and we know these people are basically tools of Satan. They're not tools of Christ. They're not on the Christianity side. They're automatically on the other side, automatically. When you're anti-Christ, when you're anti-God, whose side are you on then? So even though people will think what he's saying there is over the top, it's not. But this is why I'm calling this a beatdown, because Clay Clark is saying the things that other people are afraid to actually say because they think they're going to be labeled as a conspiracy theory wacko, even though it's all backed up, even though you can see for yourself and research these things for yourself and make your own decision. Look, if you do research it, of course you're going to come across immediately liberal propaganda to lie to you to say things are debunked when they're not debunked at all. I just wanted to step in there in case you do decide to look these things up. I've looked these things up, so I wouldn't play it for you if I hadn't done some research on my own on it. I did it before I ever did this show months ago. So I know what he's talking about. I don't talk too much about it because I can't say for sure what Jeffrey Epstein was doing in that building that looks like a temple. So the conclusions seem logical to what Clay Clark is saying. That's all. I just wanted to just clarify because I'm straightforward. I don't sugarcoat things. I'll tell you negative things, positive things. I just want truth. That's all I care about. Here's more, though, of the beatdown that the New World Order would never want people to hear. He continues. It's really good.
Why did they work with Charles Lieber? Who's Charles Lieber? Charles Lieber was arrested by the Department of Justice for failing to disclose that he made $50,000 a month to make insertable nanotechnology that goes inside the human body. Just type in Charles Lieber arrested DOJ. You can see it. All right. So you go, Well, I don't understand. Okay, let's keep going. Why does this work? I mean, people say, well, that's a coincidence. Okay, we'll just try. Why does the word corona literally mathematically equal 666? I mean, if you said, Clay, gun to your head, come up with a word that equals 666, I couldn't do it. C is the third letter of the alphabet. O is the 15th. R is the 18th. O is the 15th. N is the 14th. A is the first. The word corona literally means 666. And in Latin, the word corona means crown. All right. So what? So folks, if you open up your Bible, and I know some people go to churches where they don't open the Bible. It's kind of like a self-help gathering where we don't really look at the Bible. Maybe we should, but they don't. It says Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. It says, and the dragon, China, gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. And the dragon, you know, what country has a logo of a dragon? China. Okay. And the word corona means what? Crown. And if you were going to give somebody a great seat, authority, power, you would give them a crown. Final two questions. Why is Congress working on legislation H.R. 666? Type it into Google. H.R. 666 and legislation H.R. 666. So it's 4-6. So it's H.R. 666 and H.R. 6666. Final question. Why is Bill Gates working on a nanotechnology, a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body with a publication number, W02020060606, you know, W-O, like the letter O, world order, 20200606, thus making it possible for no man to buy or sell unless he has the mark? Think about these things for a second. It's because we are under a satanic attack.
People are afraid to say it, but that's the mastermind behind everything you're seeing. Why is it just some average Joe who becomes a judge and yet they are allowing, or the people that are working in the FBI carrying out awful persecutions of people and they're just following orders? But why do they follow those orders? Folks, some of the stuff you have to scratch your head. How can so many people be involved in this? If it was a conspiracy theory, it would get blown up because there's so many people. No, not when Satan is doing it all. And all it is an anti-Christian, anti-God. We want to take over the entire world. And the people don't even know, they're blind, spiritually blind to what they are doing. Most of the people involved in this don't think that they're doing anything on behalf of Satan. They don't think that. They don't think anything about the Bible or Satan or God. They just think they're just doing. But then you still have to scratch your head and say, why do they always side with what is awful? Especially in America where you're seeing it. I mean, how are the school boards, just because you're a Democrat, okay, doesn't mean you should be siding as school boards to say that we need to teach children that white little boys are bad because they were born white and privileged, and we need to do critical race theory. And just because you have in your life voted for the Democrat Party, what makes you, when you get on the school board, to say, I will do this? And you know what? We would love to inject all these little kids with an experimental vaccine. We need to do that. Yeah. Why, when they get on a school board, do they want to do these things and force them to wear masks and deprive them of pure oxygen? And when they're bringing in extra carbon dioxide, that actually is harmful to them, especially children, but they want to force them to wear masks. What makes them want to do that? They don't even know. But I know. Clay Clark knows. They don't even know. They're just useful idiots. We've always said, useful idiots? Yeah, if you're a school board member and you're for all this crap that the left is pushing, you're an idiot. And you're a useful idiot to Satan's agenda. Not the globalist agenda. The globalist agenda is Satan's agenda. That's what this reveals. This is what people are afraid to say because they think they'll get discredited. The truth is, you'll actually be credited. Now, they're talking about this great awakening, which I do believe is happening, but it's people who are already Christian that are waking up more and more. And in the end time, it says that there will be a few Christians that will instruct and inform many, but the wicked will have zero understanding. So the wicked, that's why I keep trying to tell people, they're not understanding the difference. A lot of, and I don't even know if Clay Clark understands this yet. There's a difference between an awakening and a revival. And they all think I always listen to these people. They always think that there's a revival going on. And I said, well, of course, there will be some. But it isn't going. I've never thought in the end time there is this great revival. The Bible never says that. Doesn't indicate that. Some will become aware. But when it's talking about strong Christians will become really strong and instruct many, they're instructing other Christians. It's other Christians getting stronger, people who are probably already saved and believe in Jesus. And there will be some. There always is. There will be some. But if the wicked have zero understanding and they just continue to act wickedly, then it's not a revival. A revival is when wicked people change from their wicked ways and become Christians. They become the opposite of what they were. That's a revival. In the end time, I don't see a revival. I see Christians having to get stronger because of the persecution that is coming their way that God is going to allow. They talk a little bit more about this. This is not supposed to be, you know, me being really preachy, but they're going into this because you can't separate what you're seeing in the world today and what the Bible says. If you separate them and act like they're not connected, you're a liar and you're deceiving people. And I will not be one of those. So the fact is, the news in the world makes me have to mention the Bible because they're fulfilling what the Bible says. Not me. The Christians aren't forcing what the Bible says on the world. The people who don't believe in the Bible are forcing exactly what the Bible said they would do onto the world. If they want to say Christianity is false, then all you have to do is disband the New World Order, the global governments, and say every nation is sovereign and we should have freedom. And we should never have a global government. Never, ever, 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 ever. And that will disprove the Bible. Will they do that? No. They can't do it. Because God's already said they're going to do what they're doing. And they're going to do it. And me saying this, this is what I'm talking about, spiritual blindness. They will laugh. They'll have zero understanding. It is like hitting a stone wall. I could say this right to George Soros' face and he'd laugh at me. And I could point into the Bible where he's fulfilling everything. And he will just be like, oh my gosh, that's so stupid. So I don't care. We can't worry about their reaction. Their reaction's going to be what their reaction's going to be. Here's more.
And so people say, Clay, why do you and General Flynn do these Reawaken America tour events? I will tell you why. I believe in the second harvest, as you mentioned earlier. And I believe that it is the duty of every man, woman, and child out there that loves Jesus Christ to share the gospel without apology. So right now we're seeing the satanic occult show up and show off. They're not even hiding anymore, Stu. It's right there, hidden in plain sight. And I'm saying my thesis is that the world needs more Jesus. And I am not going to stop. And General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, all these wonderful people are teaming up with us. And that's why we're doing these Reawaken America tour events. And I will say this, right before we hopped on the show, we just dipped under 500 tickets left for Dallas, Texas. And Stu, that's in December. That's in December, Stu. People say, what's your motive? Folks, if there was not, if you didn't have a sense of urgency, I hope you have one now. Everybody's got to get right with God. That's what this country needs. We're going to save this country. We've got to flip this country red with the blood of Jesus.
Well, I will say this. I don't like the word influencer because I don't want to influence anybody. I want Jesus to influence you. Yeah. I don't want people to follow me. I want you to follow Jesus. He's over there. Follow that guy.
All right. You needed to see that because I'm super strong about Jesus as well. Clearly they are. God has clearly risen up super strong Christians like Clay Clark, like Stu Peters, like, I mean, I'm not nearly at the level that these, that especially Clay Clark, he's God is using him in awesome ways. But there are people like me and you out there that are also been risen up, and I would say there is a percentage of the Christian community that will get strong and keep influencing other Christians to strengthen them. And I love that they call themselves the Great Awakening Tour, because that's proper. That's exactly what it is. And it's a great awakening, and there will be people that get saved, but it's not going to overtake the whole world. Here's where I'm not trying to be pessimistic. But if they're believing the Bible, then believe the Bible the whole way, because the Bible tells you that Christians are going to go into tribulation, and we don't win until we do win. And they talk about that we win, and they understand we'll win in the end. But we don't win until Jesus returns. That has to be said. We actually look like we're going to lose up until that point. So that's got to be the reality. And since I know that that's what the Bible says, it's not what I want. I would love that God says, no, you know what? I'm going to raise up the Christians, and they're going to overcome the globalists and the Antichrist, and they're going to defeat him. It doesn't say that. Jesus defeats them, not me, not you, and not Donald Trump. And you need to know that. Donald Trump, clearly now, even his last name, he was a trumpet to America. And what are the trumpets in Revelation? They're blown first before you see catastrophe. Trump gave you 4 years. It exposed why America's catastrophe is coming. Now, I don't want to squash what they're doing. We need a revival. I would love if there's a revival. We need a great awakening. We need to keep fighting as much as we can and hold it off until God decides. But how is God going to allow America to be destroyed during the tribulation period? I am 100%, and I used to not be, but I am now. I used to be at 80, then I went to 85% convinced, 90% convinced. I am 100% convinced, and you don't have to be, but I'm right. Sorry, but that America is the end time Babylon. If you want to know what happens to America, all you have to do is read about the end time Babylon in Revelation. Now, here's the thing. If you haven't been studying for years and years Revelation like I have, and the Babylon situation, because I live in America, it's always been a passion of mine. I've been for years trying to figure out the timing of it. One thing I do know, the Bible gives me the timing of the destruction of Babylon, and I know for sure it's not at the end of the tribulation period. It happens sometime between when the gospel is preached throughout the earth and the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast happens halfway through the tribulation. That means there is a window of time frame. The gospel has been preached throughout the earth, so we've passed that point. The mark of the beast hasn't happened. We're in the window of the Babylon destruction right now. It could happen tomorrow. In fact, it could happen before the tribulation begins. It might be the key thing that happens so the tribulation and the one world government can fully come about. Because ask yourself this, what is stopping the one world government from coming about right now? Everybody knows it's America. So America either has to become a communist state or it has to be destroyed for the globalists to really get their way now, doesn't it? And the Bible seems to indicate that's exactly what happens to Babylon. And if you say, well, God wouldn't do it, it's a Christian nation. No, God will give it double the punishment because it claimed to be a Christian nation, because it knew better, because it's full of people that knew better. And double. But I do think there will be a remnant that God will supernaturally protect. I do. But folks, I know that's a lot. I'm giving you a lot. And if you don't know much about, if you're saying, where are you finding the timing of the destruction of Babylon? Because I've never heard anybody else really say this. And yet it's right there in Revelation chapter 14. I believe it's starting at verse 6 where the angels are flying. You can go look it up right now in Revelation 14:6. This is off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I have that accurate. And it will tell you about the angel flying saying the gospel will be preached out to the earth. Then it will say fallen, fallen is Babylon. And then a third angel will fly and say, woe to the earth, do not take the mark. That is a timing thing. So it's saying gospel preached throughout the earth, destruction of Babylon, mark system. America will be destroyed before the mark system is fully implemented. It's they're building it right now, but it's not fully implemented. I'm convinced because the Bible tells me so. But look, whenever you do Bible stuff too, the people who hate on you the most are other Christians. They get so mad because that's not what I was taught. I wasn't taught that. Yeah, well, that's your problem. Maybe you should read the Bible instead of relying on other people teaching you. Don't rely on what I'm saying. Don't believe it because I said it. Read it. And ask God to give you understanding. You see, if you just follow so-and-so taught this for 30 years. Yeah, but they're human. They could be a very good person. They don't know what we know because they didn't live when we live. We know much more now because I'm living it. It's not because people were bad or, oh, they got something wrong. No, they could. How could they have known exactly? You couldn't see it. I couldn't see it 30 years ago. There would be no way. But I'm living it, and it's opening up clear as a bell what's going on. That's how you need to look at it. Stop being stubborn. Well, nobody ever taught me this. Well, how about you teach yourself and read it for yourself? The Bible has taught this for thousands of years. You just didn't know it. Don't get mad at me because you didn't know it. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Check out The New American. See ya! If you're looking for another great show, you guys need to consider the new American show called 2A4 Today. It's hosted by filmmaker Zoe Warren, and he explores the Second Amendment and has awesome special guests that get deep into the Second Amendment. It's all about the Second Amendment, really. So if you're into your right to bear arms, you want to check out 2A4 Today. Go check it out at thenewamerican.com.